7:20, you're with The Breakfast Show on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire with me, Shane O'Connor. A ghost hunter, pay attention, because you think, did he just say that? And I did. A ghost hunter has been recruited by Leamington Railway Station. Apparently, over the years, there have been a number of sightings of seemingly supernatural incidents reported by staff and passengers. One particular area that's said to be haunted is a disused basement found on Platform 3. Yeah, and I go down there as well. The station's created the role of a supernatural liaison officer. They're going to be talking to the station manager. We can't actually get in touch, despite our best efforts with a Ouija board, with the supernatural liaison officer. BBC Coventry and Warwickshire's Richard Williams has been to Leamington to see if he could find anything vaguely supernatural.
The next train at Platform 3 is the delayed 14:30.
Now, when I took a job as a journalist, they always told me to be prepared for the unexpected, and that's certainly the case today. I'm here at Leamington Railway Station, which opened in 1939. But some of the original buildings on this site date back to 1852, and apparently this railway station is haunted. So I'm on the search for a ghost this afternoon, and my guide, station host, Joe Dibbins. So, Joe, just describe to us where we are now. Where are we?
It is the old mess room to Platform 3, which is the old basement. And if you actually look behind you, you can see where some more stairs go to somewhere else.
So if we're crouching down here, we can actually see a set of stairs which are open, but they don't actually lead anywhere. Now, this is where some people say they've seen ghosts. It does look fairly spooky. I wouldn't like to be down here on my own at night.
No, I don't come down here, really, on my own at all, to be honest.
Joe, we've just come out of the mess room, no ghost there. Where to next in our ghost hunt?
It's now to the Great Western Chambers, that's held by the management. Not many people go up there, just mainly driver management and some meetings, that's it.
After you. Pitch black. Are you trying to scare me, Joe? Joe, we've come right up to the top of the building now in the Great Western Chambers. We're standing in the rooms now where some of the ghostly goings-on happen that have been reported. Namely, these filing cabinets seem to open and close. Lights coming on and off. Papers being turned upside down. Have you ever seen anything like that yourself?
I haven't, no. Not unfortunately. I don't come up here too much because as it's management and meetings only, so no.
Would you come up here on your own at night if they asked you to?
Yeah, probably.
What would you do if you saw a ghost?
I'd probably turn around and run the other way.
That is a wise move, and I would be in front of you, Joe. Have you ever seen any ghostly goings on here at this station?
Never. Never seen anything.
Never seen any lights going on and off?
No, never.
Are you all cappies? I'm on the hunt for a ghost. Apparently this station's haunted. Now you guys, you must spend a lot of time here. Anyone seen a ghost?
No, not until now.
Finally, after a long search, I found someone who may have some information about the ghosts. Derek, you work here at the station. Tell us the story you've heard.
Well, the story was they went upstairs to do a security check on the offices on top of the station, and apparently one of the guys says, I can feel something. He is a spiritualist anyway. The other one was a non-believer until the phone rang. And he went, well, who's ringing the phone? Picked the phone up and there was no one there. And it's the way he said it and the way it coincided with the room going cold. So he thought it was very strange, weird and chilling.
The spookiest thing for me is that train not coming on Platform 3, but actually being delayed. That was really spooky. I tell you, actually, all flippancy aside, we were just chatting about whether we believe. I don't know whether you've got any thoughts on whether you believe in ghosts or not, whether you think you've seen one. Never seen anything like that. And I never really believed in it. And then so I watched a documentary once and some guy explained, and he said, oh, do you know, I think it's like a kind of, when you have sort of a traumatic going on and somebody dies, there's like this kind of build-up of energy and almost like a video recorder. It plays this thing back. And that's why you see people walking with the chains and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, actually, do you know, out of all the explanations, I could almost go with that one. In an hour, we're going to talk to the station manager, Karen Bowden.
BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.